With a fourth straight month of below normal temperatures, Chicago native Paige Worthy says it's the worst winter she can remember.
It's actually hurt to breathe in because the air is so cold that, you know, I actually have to, you know, cover my mouth with a scarf to keep my lungs from actually hurting.
It seems that no matter how many layers they put on, everyone is shivering. According to a new study in the journal Cell Metabolism, this involuntary reflex triggers the release of a natural hormone called irisin. Irisin activates brown fat, the good fat in your body that burns calories and promotes weight loss, the same way it does when you exercise and your muscles contract. In a series of tests at the National Institutes of Health, lead author Francesco Celli says volunteers were monitored for irisin when they exercised and while resting under special cooling blankets lowered to 12 degrees Celsius.
Most of our volunteers shivered at that time, and the shivering was anywhere between 5 and 10 minutes, no more. And again, we drew blood before and after the study.
The volunteers' bodies produced irisin with some surprises.
The amount of increase in irisin was almost identical to what we observed after 1 hour of exercise. And this first set of experiments validated our initial hypothesis, whereby the maximum stimulation of irisin is probably shivering.
Celli says understanding how irisin activates brown fat and consequently the burning of calories could lead to new drugs to fight diabetes or obesity.
It's a short-term effect. We do not know yet the long-term consequences of this intervention. So studies need to be performed to address this very question.
So don't stand out in the cold to lose weight. Dr. Celli says just because shivering mimics exercise does not mean it should replace it. Roseanne Scherbel, VOA News, Washington.